Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about the Irish presidential election. Well, a bombshell today that Jim Gavin has bowed out the presidential election immediately. Well, I didn't see this one coming. So we're down to only two candidates. I don't think it's not since the 60s where we had only two candidates. Was it 1966 when the sitting president, Eamon de Valera, let me call him by his proper name, Edward de Valera, stood against Sean McKeown, who was for Fine Gael, de Valera for Fine Gael, of course. Methinks there was no third candidate. There have always been at least three. To have only a field of three this time was very limited. If memory serves, we had like eight last time. In 2011, a similar number. And when else did we have more? I mean, was Mary McAleish, was she re-elected unopposed? Certainly, there were several candidates. We're back in 97, 1990. We had like at least three candidates. 1993 was unopposed. 1976, we had a few, blah, blah, blah. So there's two only candidates and both are women. So, methinks I can guess the sex of the next president. Remember, voting is on the 24th of October this year. So we got Catherine Connolly. She's a Chochta Dola. I'm aware that my viewership is mostly non-Irish, so I have to explain this. As in, she's elected to the lower chamber of our parliament. You know, our parliament's the Oireachtas. It sits in a building called Leinster House, but you call Oireachtas is just no word for parliament, really. And that lower chamber is the Dáil Éireann, whereas the upper chamber is the Senate or Shannon. But anyway, and then we got so Catherine Connolly is an independent left winger, and she's against Heather Humphreys, former government minister. She was a TD. She comes from Monaghan on the border with the United Kingdom. And she represents Fine Gael. So that's one of the major parties, one of the governing parties. Obviously, Fine Gael and Fine Gael in coalition for the first time ever for the last few years, trying to keep out the Sinn Féin party. Well, and the Shinners haven't even put forward a candidate themselves. I suppose they're kicking themselves because there's really three candidates in the race. I mean, if they'd had one, it'd be three now, it'd have been four. And Jim Gavin had dropped out, they would have had a very good chance. So he released a statement yesterday night saying, I made a mistake that was not in keeping my character and the standards I set myself. Taking all these considerations on board, I decided to withdraw from the presidential election contest with immediate effect and return to the arms of my family. He said that he had allowed his name to go forward for Uachtaráin na hÉireann, as in President of Ireland, in a spirit of lifelong public service and a love of country. I deeply believe in this country, its dreams, its hopes, and above all, its people. So he said that the presidency is the highest office in the land and the pinnacle of public service. It is an office that must be untainted by controversy or distraction. Now, I don't agree with some of this. I mean, it sometimes is controversial. Mary Robinson, who was our president from 1990-97, she had controversial views on, I don't know, divorce, contraception, homosexuality, and so forth. Nothing wrong with that. Otherwise, you have to really have no opinions at all, opinions that virtually everybody agrees with. Why have an election at all or something? So this is preposterous. So he's an unintelligent chap, ignoramus, a certain rigidity. Well, I suppose I respect him for being, you know, an Air Corps pilot for a while. I know he had great achievements as manager of Dublin's Gaelic football team and so forth. Now, he's evil like the rest of them, but perhaps I won't go into why. So, goodness, I think this is a fillip for Heather Humphreys because he represented the party which was the dominant party since 1932, Fine Gael. I know they had a terrible election result in 2011. It took about 10 years to recover from that. But it was the duopoly candidates, Heather Humphreys from Fine Gael and Jim Gavin from Fine Gael, the two parties which for a century dominated Irish politics. I know Sinn Féin is the biggest party in the Republic, as well as in Northern Ireland these days, but it's not seen as like an establishment party. So far, never formed a government in the Republic and part of that power-sharing agreement in the North. People who are sort of establishment voters, Fine Gael now, they might switch to Fine Gael rather than this insurgent candidate, Catherine Connolly, who I think has never been a member of a political party, just you know, independent, representing her native city of Galway. Is that the city of the 12 tribes? Right. What else about that? So good news for Heather Humphreys. Jim Gavin, the youngest of the candidates at 54. Anything like that? The only male one? Who knew? Because until 1990, there never even been a female candidate, let alone a woman as president. So anyway, Heather Humphreys is looking good for her. Obviously, you know, it's far from certain, but I'm now giving like a 60% chance that she'll win. So he said there was a lot of bile about him on the internet, that malicious lies were publicized, these foul legends to smear him. Though the Irish Independent, which is a newspaper, published an article 2 days ago claiming that Mr. Gavin owed 3,300 euros to a former tenant. Well, what's so bad about that? Okay. And then he was asked about this in that presidential debate on RTE. If you're not Irish, you won't know that's Radio Telefiche Éireann, the main broadcaster. And he said, if it happened, I'm very sorry that it happened. I'm looking into it and I'll deal with it with urgency, right? But I mean, so what? You owe someone some money, you pay off some money, it doesn't disbar you. People think it's not that bad and so forth. So what an overreaction. Nevertheless, the leader of Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, said it was the right decision. Yeah. Okay. Goodness. So that's it. Well, a pity an otherwise actually rather credible candidate is out. But, you know, it's a kind of who's the lesser of two evils. I think Heather Humphreys. You know, if I was resident of the Republic, would I cast a ballot at all? I might not, because they're both evil. And you think, well, to choose lesser between evils, that's still evil. But then so often in life, that is the choice. It's muck or nettles, it's skill or charybdis. We're caught in between. So we can't always achieve the best. We have to look at what's available. Yeah, like Rab Butler wrote in his book, The Art of the Possible. Yes, I would love to achieve this, you know, to bring back the British Empire. I would love to dissolve the Republic and us to rejoin the United Kingdom and stuff and so forth. But I would love to end the Ukraine war instantly without bloodshed. I would love to see the Israeli cabinet on trial for crimes against humanity. I'd like to bring world peace and all this, but, you know, these are not remotely achievable in the short term. So we've got to go for what is achievable. Who do you think is going to win and whom do you want to win? Well, so the former, what was it, bank clerk from County Monaghan, Heather Humphreys, 62, who sounds very dopey, real dimwit. The intellectual far left ultra-nationalist, Catherine Connolly from Galway. I suppose she's unspun. They are both good and Casa on denouncing genocide, calling it by its proper name. So please comment if we're going along. Make sure you subscribe to my channel, George Callahan, George from Ireland. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I really need donations to sustain the channel. And thank you for the donation. Yesterday, I shan't say how much it was. If you donate and you want me to credit you on air, please let me know and I shall. All right. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye and have a lovely day.